episode 1749, Wings and Roots.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? It is another day, and guess what? It's Friday. Yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And I gotta tell you, I am a bit tired. Why? Because I have been traveling on the road, and I'm also without a microphone. So bear with me. It's all about wings and roots. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, there are two gifts we give our children. One is wings and the other is roots. Wings and roots. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot. Well, as you know, I have been traveling. I gotta tell you, I'm a bit tired. But you know, in my traveling, all the way from down south, up through Tennessee, through Kentucky, into Ohio, I'm spending the weekend at a conference. It's pretty incredible. And in that drive, I was noticing the seasons and how things are changing. It's a season of autumn. The leaves are becoming discolored, some would say. Others would say they're becoming brightly colored. They're going from green to orange, green to red, yellow to golden. The trees are also becoming bare. Sometimes with all the rain, you can even see the roots. In the south, we see that a lot. The trees don't seem to have a lot of dirt on top of the roots, and they seem to be a little more barren when we go into autumn and winter. Well, just as a season of this year comes and goes, we as parents have seasons with our children. We give them gifts that help them grow and mature. And I know when we're in the midst of growing and maturing our children, it doesn't always seem like a gift. It usually seems like a battle. We're fighting uphill. And it's hard because it breaks our hearts when our children are mad at us. We want to please them. But ultimately, what is our goal as a parent? Well, we should be wanting to gift them growth and maturity. In some areas, when you think about it, we give them wings, wings to soar. It reminds me of a Bible verse, Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. There's strength in wings. And as we grow and mature them, as they learn new skills, we have to release them and let them practice those skills. That means sometimes they have to fall out of the nest. They have to figure out things on their own. And I know as a parent, it is so hard to watch your child fall. But that's sometimes the best gift we can give them, wings to soar and even fall. Yet another area is we give them roots to build strong foundations. And in these strong foundations that we're building, it's ultimately doing what for them? It's setting them up for success. It's setting them up for their greatness. One step at a time leads to their miles of greatness. God has them on their own journey. You're a part of their journey. And you are to groom them, to grow them, to make them strong. And that requires some resiliency in you. And yes, you grow weary. Somehow, some way, you pick yourself back up and you keep going. You keep showing your child that, no, this is what you need to do. You give them roots to be strong, to grow strong. Then, as I'm continuing to drive up the mountains and around the bends, There's also gray clouds and sunshine. You see, between the wings and the roots, we have the storms and the sunshine. Some days are absolutely gorgeous. Other moments are like thunderstorms. You never know what's going to happen when it comes to your child. Parenting is the best, I don't even want to call it a job, but it's the greatest responsibility that we have on this earth. Yet I also know that our children, and I say ours, meaning yours and mine, especially mine, they can challenge us. And they challenge us, why? Because sometimes we see a lot of ourselves in them. And we're thinking, why did they have to get that particular trait? Why couldn't they have gotten this trait instead? We see a reflection, which in turn, we internalize it as, oh my gosh, I'm seeing myself. And it frightens us. And sometimes that causes us to push back a little bit. I want to encourage you today to give your children wings to fly and roots to grow strong. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Give your children wings to fly. You lifting them up every single day. And the roots for them to grow a strong foundation, that is going to lead them to their miles of greatness. You're training up your child to fly and to be strong. And you do it by, number one, with patience. And I must say that that patience part is one of the toughest things we ever have to do as parents. I think about the wedding that we just came off of, and I cannot believe it's been 13 days. Not that I'm counting or anything, but it's been 13 days since they've been married. And I'm actually celebrating it. It's wonderful. I have a brand new son-in-law. I still have a gorgeous daughter. But in the midst of preparation for that, there was a lot of patience that needed to be had by me. I had to put on my big girl panties. I had to make sure that I was doing what I needed to do as a mom and as the mother of the bride. It was interesting. Many people on the day of the wedding came up to me and said, oh my gosh, are you so excited? You know, and they would make comments like, you look beautiful. And can you believe it? It's your day. And I stopped them immediately and said, no, it's not my day. It's my daughter's day. You see, as parents, we have to be very patient and understanding. And we have to know that as we are grooming our children, growing our children, allowing them to fly, allowing them to become independent in each stage of their life. Think about it. When they're 2 months old, it's different when they're 2 years old, when they're 20 years old, and eventually, okay, let's not go that far. But we all have different stages in life. Our children go through it. And in all these different stages, we as a parent have to be patient with the process. It's very challenging. And I know my children teach me more about patience than I do to them. And so as you are growing your children, as you're giving them wings to fly and roots to grow, be patient. Number two, you've got to train up your child with consistency. When you're giving them those wings and those roots, grounding them in a spiritual foundation, allowing them to fly and to dream and to do anything that they want to do, there has to be consistency. Remember that one step? It's not one step, it's multiple one steps. You take a step, and then you take the next A step, and then you take the next A step. By the time you're however old you are, you've taken hundreds of thousands of steps. But it all comes with what? consistency. When we fall down, we have to help pick them back up so they can what? Learn to fly again, to use their wings. And when they fall or they can't figure something out, they have to sometimes go to their roots, to the foundation of where they're grounded, to understand what the next step might be. As a parent, we have to be consistent. And if you want to give your children wings to fly and roots to grow strong, you have to lead with unconditional love. You have to love them with open arms. Regardless of the situation, you have to know that you are there for them. When you look at how God created you, He didn't sit back and expect you to do everything. He's trained you and still trains you by circumstances and situations. He's even ruffled your feathers and calmed your fears. He's pushed you out of the nest so you can fly and soar on wings like eagles. He's also comforted you and brought you down and grounded you and reminded you who you belong to, whose you are. We are expected to do the same for our children. So as I'm driving these beautiful mountains, these hilly areas, going around the curves and up and down, looking at how all the trees are changing, I can't help but ask myself, what am I doing for my child today? And when I was reflecting on that, I gotta be honest, it kind of brought me back to some guilt. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to another conference. Remember, we just came off of a wedding 13 days ago. I just got back from another mastermind conference, and now I'm at another conference. How many more things can I wrap up in this month of October? But I also have to realize that absence from your parent is a positive thing. So I have to ask myself again, what am I doing for my child today? I'm giving them wings to fly and roots to grow. When you think about that, what do you think happens with the guilt? It begins to fade. Now understand, it's totally normal if you're feeling a little guilt. It's all right. You're an incredible mom. You're doing what you know best for your child. But it's also important that we give them, meaning our children, that space to be who God is creating them to be. And that's hard to do, whether they are 2 months old, 2 years old, 20 years old. Are you fitting them with wings? Are you growing their roots? I want you to challenge yourself over the next couple of days. How are you leading your children? And if you're saying, oh, I don't like my answer, I feel a little uneasy. Why? Because, well, I feel guilty and maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. This is not a guilt trip. This is a recognition and a time of pause. There is a time for everything. There is a season. The season right now, the leaves are changing colors. What's going on in your season with your children? Maybe they're changing colors. Maybe you have a child moving from one stage to the next. Maybe you've had a middle schooler who's now a high schooler. There is a total different expectation when it comes from middle school to high school. Maybe you've experienced a recent wedding like we have. Or maybe you're cuddling with a brand new baby going, I hope to get there one day, but I'm going to enjoy this moment today. Wherever you are, recognize and understand where God is wanting you to serve and how He wants you to give your children these long-lasting beautiful gifts, wings, and roots. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a gorgeous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.